Hey friends, welcome back to the One Proposal Podcast. This is your host, Dalia. This month was my birthday month, and a few significant events happened in my life. As a result, in my personal life, I will stop studying the topic of becoming found by the one, at least for this season of my life. Stick around to the end of this podcast to learn why. One thing that I do on a fairly consistent basis is counsel with my pastors. I do it because it is written in Proverbs 11:14, where there is no wise, intelligent guidance, the people fall and go off course like a ship without a helm. But in the abundance of wise and godly counselors, there is victory. The first time I heard about counseling was many years ago when I became involved in a multi-level marketing organization. During that time, I discovered counseling to be extremely beneficial in building a successful business. When I began my journey of faith, I wanted the same kind of guidance for my Christian walk. I was lucky enough to find a church with pastors who were willing to sit down and counsel me one-on-one. Counseling has proven to be of tremendous value for me, for my life, and for my faith walk. The encouragement and personalized guidance I receive in these meetings, especially when I am at a crossroads in life or just needing to make a major decision, has set me up for success and has helped me avoid some major pitfalls and failures. However, one of the areas of my life I rarely brought up over the years was a longing for companionship. Only because the first time I did bring it up, it was early on in my faith walk and a new guy was starting to show interest in me. I'd gone to my counseling session at the time, and actually the guy drove me to the counseling session while he waited outside in his truck. I recall my pastor saying something I already knew in my heart, that I wasn't ready for a relationship. OMG, I thought, how on God's green earth was I going to leave the meeting without my pastor noticing who I had waiting outside? Well, I left that day, and I didn't heed my pastor's advice or the still small voice in my heart, because I thought I knew best, and that as a Christian, I was strong enough to resist sexual temptation. So I continued doing my thing where relationships were concerned. And yeah, I jumped into that relationship, which lasted for a few months, and it didn't end well at all. I did not honor God, myself, or my body. And after that guy, on my very own, I made the decision to pursue God instead of men. Since then, in my counseling sessions with my pastors, I rarely brought up the issue pertaining to love life matters, because I committed to wholeheartedly pursue God, and dating for me was off the table. But it was always a desire I kept close to my heart. Well, I had not shared with my pastors until recently. And then this month, I finally shared my unanswered prayers of becoming a wife and stepping into marriage with my pastor and his wife. When I finally vocalized the desire for companionship in the season that I'm in, where I'm desiring to step into marriage God's way, my pastors encouraged my heart and spoke God's word to me about marriage and provided guidance about entering marriage, plus a biblical step that they believed I needed to take. It was such a sweet moment to be able to freely share my desire and then to have my pastor speak what they felt God had placed in their hearts in that moment. For sure, I wasn't expecting them to provide encouragement about my next steps based on what they believed God placed on their heart in that moment for me regarding marriage. The thing I appreciate most is that the advice that they gave me was straight out of the Bible, and it was specific for me and my situation. In the future, I hope to share those details. This month, as I mentioned, I also celebrated my birthday. I have 6 siblings, and in my family, the birthday person will usually select the restaurant of their choice to celebrate. But this year, I really wanted to do something different that involved God. I wanted to be able to include God somehow, some way. I wanted to share God with my family, and I wanted to be able to share my birthday with God. I just wasn't sure what this would look like or even entail. Plus, how would my family respond? There's a lot of them, and some have mastered the art of speaking without a filter. I didn't want to feel shamed if someone made a cutting remark, especially on my birthday. I sent out a mass text the night before my birthday, letting everybody know that I wanted something different this year. I didn't want to go out to dinner. Instead, I would have my mom prepare us a dinner. And then after dinner, we would have a Bible study of sorts. The thought was this: there's desires in my heart that are promises in God's word that I'm trusting and believing God for. So I wrote them out, then located the scriptures for those promises. The evening of my birthday, I made the decision to be vocal about the desires of my heart, and I asked my family to come into agreement with the corresponding promises from God's word. It is written in Matthew 18:19. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. That night, I read out the scriptures for about 5 different areas of my life. And one of the areas obviously was to be found by the one, God's way. That desire was the last one I spoke on my list. When I read it out, the thing I remember most was my 5-year-old niece coming out from under the table with a surprised gesture. And then a few of my family members saying, "Yeah, that should have been the first one on your list." Honestly, sharing with my parents and my siblings and some of my sibling spouses seemed so uncomfortable, but I pushed through anyway, and I am so glad I did. In the end, there was so much peace and freedom in my heart that came as a result of me doing that step with my family and also with my pastors. So those 2 things happened first. And then towards the end of the month, as I was doing my podcast study, I got this feeling that this is the last study I'm doing in this season of my life. Now, hear me out on this so I can explain what I sensed in my heart. It's as though I arrived to a place in my head and in my heart that I really believe that marriage is unquestionably for me. I felt like the topics I covered and studied thus far in this podcast served that purpose. I had questions, like we all do about this area of life, and I went straight to the scriptures to find answers. And in doing so, in seeking out of God's word, it helped me to arrive to this place of faith for the one. But most importantly, peace to trust God for this area of my life. So it's as though a chapter in my life closed. And now it's time for a new chapter. And as I began wrapping up this season of my life, I had the idea to map it out in my journal. The uncovering and discovering what I learned, what God's word says about marriage, being found, and the one. As I began doing so, one of the first scriptures I turned to, which has been with me in this journey, is Habakkuk 2:2, writing the vision. It says, "And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it." When I read this scripture, I thought, that's what this season in my life has been all about. Unknowingly, I've been writing the vision God has placed in my heart. I had no idea in the moment that I was actually doing what Habakkuk 2:2 instructs. I've written the vision God has placed in my heart over the last several years. I've made it clear. I've explained it to myself, to others, to you. I've made this mystery plain so that I can, and you can, and others can run with the revelation when it is read. I was in awe as I wrote a list to God of how I wrote the vision. I wrote the book One Proposal, a 60-day devotional while waiting on the one to marry. I started the One Proposal podcast, where I explained and made plain the scriptures I sought out of God's book for answers. I created scripture affirmations for the single woman that I sell on Etsy. I created 3 short ebooks, and I'm selling them on Etsy. By the way, my shop is called It Is Written by Dalia, if you are inclined to check them out. They are 31 prayers while waiting on the one, from single to married. 30 prayers for my future husband. And now, I am in expectation of Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision of marriage is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.